Paper, how are you today? It's time again for Moments of Melody. How few find time to pray. There's time for everything else, time to sleep, time to eat, time to read the newspaper, time to visit friends, time for everything else under the sun, but no time for prayer. Susanna Wesley, in spite of the fact that she had 19 children, found time to shut herself in her room for 1 hour each day to be alone with God. It's not so much a case of finding time as making time for prayer. And we can all make time if we really try.
Completely in His perfect guidance, His holy presence hallows night and day. I trust completely in His perfect guidance, His holy depths of love revealed in His salvation, no one can comprehend it fully here. For I have given Him my heart's devotion, and He has banished all my sin and fear. For I have given Him my heart's devotion, and He has
Gospel according to Dr. Luke, and we're reading from the Knox translation. Afterward, while Jesus was in one of the cities, He came upon a man who had gone far in leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell on his face in entreaty. Lord, he said, if it is Thy will, Thou hast power to make me clean. And he stretched out his hand and touched him and said, it is My will. Be thou clean. Whereupon all at once his leprosy passed from him. Jesus warned him not to tell anyone of it. Go and show thyself to the priest, he said, and bring an offering for thy cleansing as Moses commanded, to make the truth known to them. But still the talk of him spread more and more, and great multitudes came together to listen to him and be healed of their infirmities. And he would steal away from them into the desert and pray there. Lord Jesus found time to pray. Yes, He made time in His busy day to pray. Do you?